T4ZXC, looking for check-ins. Good evening.
KD0RSA,
Mr. Lowe, good evening, sir. I wasn't sure if I'd be able to hear you or not.
Well, good evening, Jesse. At least I can hear you talking tonight. That's better than I have been able to.
Yeah, roger that, Mr. Moe. Yeah, it's been a crazy week. I'm working on the antenna a little bit, and yeah, it's I'm running a little bit of heat tonight.
Come back again.
Oh, I was saying, I'm running a little bit of heat tonight, so hopefully that'll help out.
Well, I hope so. You gotta have some air on the
wire to get out here, over. Hey, roger, roger. Well, good evening, sir. I'm reading you pretty good. You're above the noise, and you're quite readable, so very good. All right, well, Mr. Moe, let me see if there's anybody else in there then, and I'll be back to you, sir. Mr. Bill, I got you. Stand by 1 second, Bill. The other station, I heard you in there. I just, I'm going to have to crank up the volume a little bit. Give me a call again. Okay, let me get the mobile station. Mobile station only. Kilo Victor? Okay, name and location. Okay, Sycamore, Illinois. A little bit light, but you're readable here. Anyway, good evening, sir. You said you was mobile? Okay, roger, roger. Well, thanks, Billy. Are you going to stick around for the net to make a comment, too? All right, well, very good. Appreciate you checking in with us. We'll come back around to you and see how your signal was holding up, if you're going to stick around. Okay, New Jersey station, I did hear you. Give me your call again. Okay, static got you. Uniform something, give me the last of your call again. Okay, Uniform Lima Sierra, okay. Yeah, I got you in through the static crashes there. All right, name and location. Okay, we got you in Bedford, New Jersey. Very good. All right, well, we got you in there, Gary. Thanks for coming by.
Well, appreciate you being here and
checking in on YouTube. If you want, then you can just chime right in. So, hey, well, Gary, God bless. Thanks for being here, and we'll be back around to you here in the short. So, KC2, UFO Lima Sierra out of New Jersey, clear with you. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Billy up there in Illinois, Mobile, Whiskey 5, Whiskey Kilo Victor. Boy, Mobile, you're doing great. I meant to say that, Billy.
Hey, Jesse, I think your ramp pissed off.
No, the amp is working, Bill. It's the band conditions. Bob said it was squirrely.
Yeah, you dropped from about 40 ohms to fairly over the noise level.
Okay, well then that means the band is definitely
I'm
still running full power. Everything looks good on my end. Bob said the band was terrible and it's pretty crappy, but I am now. Anyway, over to you, Bill. KR4FE, KG4ZX3. You got me at 20, Bob? Okay, yeah, Bob. Kilo Charlie 2, Uniform Lima Sierra. Another station trying to come in there as well. My name is Jesse. I'm down here in the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Roger. Not doing too awful bad. I can't complain because I'm picking you up. Stand by, Gary, and we're going to take some more check-ins, okay?
Check-in.
Hey, clear with Mr. Gary, KC2ULS. Who's the other check-in? Good evening. Good golly, I'm getting stupid. I gotta back up I gotta go to my other page here because I'm getting brain dead. Good evening, sir. Okay, two Garys. I don't know why I didn't dang catch that. WB2JAX, also in New Jersey. Good evening, sir. Hey, are you picking up the other Gary by any chance?
Yeah,
was in Bedford. I guess close proximity DX is out tonight. Hey, well, very good, Mr. Gary. We got you in there, and I'm receiving you pretty good. So thanks for being here, and let me see who else is out there. Okay, Kilo Delta Zero, something Mike Quebec. What did I miss? Give me that call one more time. Kilo Delta 2. Okay, did you say November Mike Quebec? Okay, and the name again? Okay, Jeff, we got you in there from Syracuse, New York. Well, very good, sir. You gonna stick around tonight?
Yeah, the band's been kind of not the greatest, but we got you in there, Jeff. We'll swing by and check on you here in a little bit, okay?
Mr. Jeff, did you get that, Bob? No, I do not have a Windows machine. Okay, did you pick up Mo? Mo was the very first one, but we're going to put him at the bottom of the list. Okay, very good then. Alright, let's see. This is KG4ZXC, Net Control, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. And we're still looking for check-ins. Anyone else in there? Good evening. Well, it may be a short net tonight because the band conditions are kind of wacky, but we'll try to continue on. So, Bob, where did I put you in the list at? Roger, yeah, I'm going to just stick you in there right past Whiskey 5 because I believe that's where you came in. Okay, who was you after then? Who were you after? Okay, I got it. All right, very good. Thank you, Bob. I had to put you right there on my list. I had to correct that. So, all right, very good. All right, this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I am Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-Ray Anna Charlie out of Devoted Frog State of Pennsylvania. Once again, welcome everybody to the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. A lot of crazy stuff going on right now, so Oh, life is really getting interesting now, guys. Hey, well, let's see. One last call before we open the net up. Any last check-in? Okay, well, go ahead, Bob, K-H-A-L-Y, and go ahead and open it up and take it away. Thank you for opening the net. Excuse me. Wow. This coffee ain't as good as the last dose I had. So a little bit of Bailey's in there to get it going. Hey, well, very good. This is KG4ZXC, clear K-H-A-L-Y, opening the net. That's Mr. Bob up there, or Robert up there in Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Jesse out of the devoted frog state of Pennsylvania once again for Wednesday night. Well, like I said, we got a lot to discuss throughout this week. I wanted to bring up the political prisoners that everybody should be calling their senators and making a point to get their attention, because when are we going to have enough of this type of action going on in this country? I mean, this is Gestapo type of mentality that these people are going against the American people, and it just amazes me. You know, there's enough people out there that can make a big stink. And I recommend everybody start calling their senators and congressmen and making sure that your voice is being heard, because it could be you. It could be your family. It could be your son. It could be your cousin. I mean, it could be you in that prison right now. We all need to dang stand up and make sure that we're heard and stop this tyrannical government we have here. Well, anyway, that's just my biggest gripe tonight. This is KG4ZXC. I wanted to let everybody know, if you ain't paying attention to this Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse, it is a major travesty for the prosecution. They have completely failed to make their case in many situations. And Kyle Rittenhouse needs to be exonerated and cleared of all these charges, because everything is going on. But anyway, I got this crazy article that obtains to it, and I thought it would be interesting to open the net up with it. It's off of Gateway Pundit. The title is Trigger Warning. So the judge gets a phone call in the middle of Rittenhouse's trial, and his ringtone is "Proud to be an American." Yeah, I thought that was funny too. The left is going to go crazy over this, the headline says. It appears Judge Schroeder's phone went off during the Rittenhouse trial, and just one day after the prosecution rested and at the case, the judge's ringtone is "Proud to be American." He was seen clicking his phone shortly after it rang. So, you know, if nothing will get these demoroids and trigger them, yeah, that probably would be it. Anyway, the Circuit Court Judge Bruce E. Schroeder on Wednesday ripped Kenosha County's Assistant Director Attorney General Thomas Binger just one day after the prosecution rested its case in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. And let's see, the judge ruling was introduced as inadmissible evidence of Schroeder when he ripped into him. So this lawyer was playing games he shouldn't have. So it's about time one of these judges finally got on the case of these lawyers to straighten them out for bringing such bogus charges to the court. Well, I ain't going to go into any more of the story, but let's go ahead and move it on. So at the top of the list, let's see, Mr. Moe, we're going to put you at the bottom. So KO4FE, Mr. Bill, come on in, sir. KO4FE, how about it, Bill? Are you still with us? Hey, give him a call, Bob. Okay, Bob, yeah, it looks like the band has took a major nosedive, so hopefully we'll be able to contact some of the other guys. So KO4FE, are you still with us? I'm going to move on down the list, sir. Okay, let's see if Mr. Billy's still there out of Illinois. W5WKV, you still with us, sir? Okay, W5WKV is not monitoring, or the band has just went that short. So how about Gary up there in Bedford? KC2ULF, how about Gary? Gary, I do hear you. You've dropped down pretty significant, but I do hear you, and you're coming in readable. So, well, hey, thanks, Gary, for being here tonight. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a short net, but thank you for coming by. And, yeah, we're here Wednesdays and Saturdays at 2200 hours. That's 10 o'clock on the Eastern time here. Charlie. Okay, roger, roger, Gary. Well, thank you again, and yeah, you're welcome to drop in anytime. I'll be glad to have you. Hi, clear with KC2ULS, Mr. Gary, out of Bedford, New Jersey. Clear with you. Mr. Bob, KAHJOY, how copy? Okay, well, you're back up, too. You're pushing back up to 20 over. Go ahead, Bob. Make your comment. I want to see if Bill's going to be back with us here in a second. So go ahead and make your transmission. Produce so much heat and so much energy, almost like a nuclear meltdown, if you can fathom that. You know, that's another reason why China's in Afghanistan now, taking over, because Afghanistan has the most lithium minerals in the entire world. Yeah, well, they could use it for their bipolar disorder, I guess. Well, very good, Bob. Thank you, sir. And that's a good piece of information. I tell you, these Tesla cars are, I think they're too premature, just like you said. All right, well, thanks, Bob. Appreciate you being here tonight and helping out like always. And your signal's holding up that go-around, so very good. Thanks, Bob. KHJOY in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. KO4FE, Mr. Bill, you still with us? Okay, I guess Mr. Bill figured the band was just that crappy and it wouldn't recover, so hopefully he'll flip it back on here in the short. So, hearing nothing from KO4FB, let's go down to the other Gary. Mr. Gary out of New Jersey, Whiskey Bravo 2 JAX. Come on in. Okay, I can try it there, Gary, because, yeah, the band is kind of being a little squirrely. So, yeah, stand by then and let me put out another quick call. So, stand by, Gary. All right, who is the other stations trying to check in tonight? If I can copy you, I'll go ahead and put you on the list. Okay, Kilo Oscar 4 station, let me get you first. Okay, Kilo Oscar 4, I'm barely picking you up. You want to try it one more time or somebody can relay in? Okay, Gary, are you picking that station up? Okay, where's Joe located, Okay, Joe, KO4KKS, you copy me, where are you located, sir? You'll have to relay, Bob. Okay, well, tell him he hears me evidently. You're a little bit late, Joe. I'm going to put you on the list, sir, and we're going to come back around to you, but we did get you checked in. Okay, I think he handed it back to me. Did you copy? Gary, did he hand it back over to me? Okay, well, I was just curious. All right, well, Joe, we'll get back to Joel. I'll get it right here in a minute. KO4KKS, thanks for being there tonight, and we'll come around back to you and see if the band is opened back up. Who is the station ending in Mike? Say you got somebody, Bob? Yeah, I want are you copying Gary in New Jersey? Okay, yeah, it's just long propagation night then. All right, well, let me see who this other station is. We'll get them checked in, and we'll keep it short and sweet. All right, who is the other station trying to check in? Okay, Clint, we got you in there. I heard you that time. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. We got you. Good evening, sir. understand. Yeah, the band is being crazy. But you're holding about an S7, so I do have you in there, Clint. All right, well, like I said, we're probably going to keep it short tonight, but thanks for being here. I'll come back to you, sir. Okay, well, roger that, Clint. I know that 3 a.m. comes too dang early sometimes. So, hey, thanks for joining us tonight, sir. And you have a blessed day, you and the family. Hi, 73 with Mr. Clint, Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Who was the other station? I heard one that had a mic in the call, and I want to get you in there. Okay, hey, sir, I do apologize. I'm not pulling you out now at all. The band shifted for sure. But I'll keep my ears open in the next go-around, and we'll see if we can still get you in there. Hey, Bob, I'm going to hand it up to Mr. Gary, and if you hear something I don't, let me know. Okay, I heard an Echo Kilo. That's because I'm parked outside. Pass it on. Give me your name and location again. Okay, I got you in there, Chris, and I'll pass it on to Bob that you want to thank him for the postcard, so very good. Did you copy Chris Bob? Hey, well, he wants to thank you for the postcard, the letter or the postcard, sir. Yes, it's Kilo Bravo 1 Delta Echo Kilo, and that's Chris in Massachusetts. Hey, Chris, message is delivered, sir. You gonna stick around? Chris, well, thanks for being here, and you have a blessed evening. If the band shifts again, I understand. So have a great night. I'll come back around and check on you. So KB1DEK 73. Alright, Mr. Gary at WB2JAH. So come on in, Gary. Thank you. Long distance propagation is probably how the bands shift in the night. And just because I'm running a dual pair I can't even think of my own antenna. That's pretty bad. Inverted V. I'm running a pair of inverted V antennas right now. I guess that's the only reason my signal is holding up the way it is. So, hey, well, thank you. And you was 20 over at my location, so I heard you fine. So, but Mr. Gary, yeah, we all got to get a grip on what's going on with these draconian measures that's going on right now. Everybody needs to be protecting their kids and start standing up and making their voices heard. And don't be a couch potato. Get off, turn that news off, because it ain't news. It's garbage. They're not journalists no more. And everybody needs to stay vigilant. But very good, Gary, and God bless you. Clear with WB2JAX, and let's see, Mr. Jeff, out of New York, KD2NMQ, you still with us, Jeff?
Dan, 402.
Holy moly, I got you in there, Larry. N4ROQ, how you doing, Larry?
Really good. Put me on the list there somewhere, and we'll try to get the band back in order here in a few minutes.
Okay, you're a little bit light, even for me, Larry. I don't know, that band is kind of crazy tonight, but we're going to go ahead and throw you on the list, sir.
Did you tell me go ahead?
Bob, tell them how, I'm going to let you take Larry. Okay, Roger. Hey, Larry, we're not going to do too much of, after this go-around, we're going to probably cut it short if you copy me. Stand by, and I'm going to go down the list, and I'll get back to you here in a second. Okay, Larry?
Yeah, give me at least one round here. See if it'll start back up. Who knows? Sometimes you can talk it back to going. You know? Give me a chance, Larry. We'll see if I can get it going again.
Okay, yeah, I'm not even copying Larry now. The band has shifted, so if you hear me, Larry, you're at the bottom of the list right now. Let's see, KO4, KKF, Mr. Joel, you still in there out of Florida? Joe, I think you said 73s, and yeah, the band is so terrible, it's hard to pull everybody out perfectly, but we did hear you in there, and hey, you and the family take care, God bless. Hope to hear you Saturday night, so KO4 taking the 73s, Joe. Alright, moving down to Mr. Clint, Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, out of Michigan. Come on in, Clint. Okay, Bob, you see if Clint's still with us. Bob, and I'll go ahead and clear his name as well. So, Clint, God bless. Take care up there in Michigan. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Larry, it's down to you, sir, if you copy me.
Oh, I got you. Fine there. You're putting out a good signal. Sounding good there tonight. I've got an article here. This is Larry N402 regarding mild cardiness. This is one of the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 experimental vaccines was approved for children ages 5 to 11. There's concern that some will develop myocarditis. That's MYOCARDITIS. That's a swelling of the heart muscle. So why would they let people take, these 5-year-old kids take these experimental vaccines and may get a swelling of the heart muscle, you know, and screw their heart up? This is ridiculous. It says it's not clear how many and millions of children will have to be vaccinated before it is known, but trials in younger children have been too small to show the side effect, just as trials in adults do not reveal myocarditis as a potential side effect of the shot. While acknowledging that some children probably will suffer the chest pain, shortness of breath, or fluttering heartbeat, two panels of experts decided in the past 2 weeks that the benefits of COVID-19 vaccination outweigh this risk, but I don't think so. None of the 3,000 children ages 5 to 11 who participated in the Pfizer clinical trial developed this mild cardiness. No other side effects turned up in a large number of groups. But, you know, if this is a possibility, you know, this is an experimental vaccine, as everybody knows, and it does mess with your genes. It does mess with them. So, why take a chance on this? There's not very many kids even having a problem with COVID-19. I think they're doing this. It may cause a lot of problems, especially children in the future. So there's 26 states are suing over this vaccine mandate here in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knox County Mayor and the Knox County Sheriff are not enforcing any kind of a vaccine mandate. They're saying it's illegal to mandate any kind of vaccine like that on people, whether they should be able to take what they want to take. It says more than 2,000 Republican-led states filed lawsuits Friday challenging President Joe Biden's vaccine requirement for private companies, setting up a high-stakes legal showdown pitting federal authority against states' rights in 402Q. The requirement issued today by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration applies to businesses with more than 100 employees. Their workers must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January the 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. The lawsuits ask courts to decide whether the administration's effort to curtail the pandemic upsets the authority of states to set health policy. At least 26 states file lawsuits challenging the rule. The mandate is unconstitutional, unlawful, and unwise, says Missouri Attorney General Eric Smith, sitting in the court filing in St. Louis 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on behalf of 11 states. The Biden administration has been encouraging widespread vaccinations as the quickest way out of the pandemic. The White House spokeswoman told Congress that the mandate was intended to halt the spread of the disease that has carried more than 750,000 lives, or claimed more than that. The administration said it is confident that the requirement would include penalties of nearly $14,000 per vial population. This is a little crazy. So withstands the legal challenges. So this is really way above and beyond what a president should do. This is all illegal in my opinion. And hopefully that, you know, making people quit their jobs, the in the hospital work or any place over 50 to 100 employees. I think it's 100 employees here. Alright, moving on to another one here. The food, world food crisis here at UT. Biden has got the price of oil and gas and everything you get is so expensive that the food crisis is in a new peak. The UN is even saying this. It says world food prices are the highest since July of 2011, reflecting in part reduced wheat harvest and major exports and higher palm oil prices. United Nations Food Agency said Thursday the Rome-based Food and Agricultural Organization, that's FAO, said international prices of its basket of food commodities rose by 3% in October for a third straight month of increases. Reduced harvest by big exporters like Canada and Russia and the United States helped drive up wheat prices by 5%, while the vegetable oil price index soared by 9.6% in October, hitting an all-time high. Migrant workers shortages and shortages in Malaysia were a factor in letting that increase. Italy, a major exporter of the world consumer of pasta, fears that product prices could soar in time for year-end holidays. Italy imports about 40% of its durum wheat, with Canada its principal supplier to help produce its pasta. Experts have said that a price of a package of pasta could jump up to 20 euro cents, about 23 US cents, which for many popular brands could translate into 15 to 20% increase in a product many Italians consume daily. The agency's cereal price index rose by 3.2% from September to October. FAO says global cereal inventories have seen headed for contraction in 2021 and 2022, according to the agency's price cuts to the estimate of wheat production in Iran and Iraq of the U.S. And it is said high cost of energy and supply chain prices have also been cited for the rising food prices consumers are facing. Now this is all because of Joe Biden and his policies of destroying products in the field here in the U.S. and giving the farmers money to do that. Destroying the products in the field. Price can go up on wheat or whatever that the farmer is growing. So he's going to make a shortage all over the U.S. for doing this. And we heard about this a month ago when the farmers were upset over it. Okay, let's see if you want to show more. I'm getting into the on the History Channel. They have a hunt for Hitler on their History Channel, and they found a lot of people that have seen Hitler after World War II in Argentina, Paraguay. These were in 1956, even. So there's a good possibility that Hitler did not die, as they thought, at the end of World War II, and he got out of there with a plane or a submarine and went to Argentina, Paraguay, in that area there with a lot of his friends, such as Martin Borman and...
I can barely hear him, Bob Galoff.
So there are possibilities that they did try to start the fourth Reich, and they've even had a nuclear plant that was started, and they're not sure yet if it was finished, but it was bombed. It was bombed at some point, the nuclear plant that they had started in that country. So, kind of unusual. All right, we'll stop it on that. Hopefully you got part of that up there, sounding good down here tonight. Yeah, and hopefully the band will clear up there, Jesse. So, this is Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net, back to you.
Back to you there, Jesse. Okay, thank you, Larry. I appreciate you coming by tonight, and good to half hear you. You're not as strong as normal because of the band, but thank you, sir, for your input. And I just wanted to say one thing. This vaccine mandates are not law. Until it comes through Congress or anything else, I don't know how anybody can say they can mandate anything and it hold up. Hey, thanks, Larry. God bless you, sir, and I hope everybody in the family is doing well. So thank you, Larry. Clear with the N4ROQ. This is KG4ZXE in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Mr. Bob, what's up? Did you copy Larry okay? Bob, yeah, wow, that is amazing right there in itself. Everybody's getting these shots or having severe side effects or some kind of problem. Hey, guess what? It happened to Newsom. Devin Newsom out of California, the recall guy that they stole the election away from the other guy, but Newsom got it back. Well, he got the jab the other day, Bob, and he turned around and now he's nowhere to be found. So, you know, I guess it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy for pushing it on everybody else. Thank you. bureaucracy at its finest, finest hour. So, yeah, go figure, right, Bob? All right, well, let's see. Thanks, Bob. I'm going to hand it down to Mr. Moe. He's in there. See if you can copy Moe when I pass it over to him. I hope I can still copy him. Well, Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, what you got for us tonight, if you're still with us, Mr. Moe? Okay, I guess Mr. Moe has left the building, Bob. Yeah, I was afraid he wouldn't hear half the people tonight because of the band conditions. All right, well, I just want to remind everybody, since tonight's net has been kind of a flop because of band conditions, I'd like to remind everybody that libertynetradio.org is still up and running, and there's some, if you would like to listen to some past net, go to libertynetradio.org. Don't type in anything else. You'll get all kinds of weird stuff come up. But, let's see. Did Miss Laura and Marty check in tonight? Yes, very, very good. And, yeah, I was going to bring that up as well. So, yeah, Mr. Paul, thank you for supporting us like always and doing your recordings. I hope you got something from this night. So, thank you, Paul. And I'd like to go ahead and thank our net manager, Mr. Marty, and to IRJ, and his beautiful wife, Ms. Laura, and to JTTF. And thank you, guys. And let's run down the little list one last time because the band is kind of crappy. So let's see. Mr. Bill left the building. Let's see. It's the only three people left is Mr. Gary and Larry. So Mr. Gary, WB2JAX, come on in. You guys are pretty clear. I don't know why I'm catching you guys better than I am Larry tonight, which is strange. All right, well, thank you, Gary. And, yeah, we've had some band conditions this bad before in the past, but, you know, it's a rarity, but once in a blue moon, it does straighten up and makes itself known. But, hey, Gary, always good to have you aboard, and thanks again. So, WB2JAX, Gary out of New Jersey, here with you. So, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, I'm going to send it over to Bob, because he can hear you. So, Bob, pick up Larry.
Okay, I thank you.
As soon as you're ready for me, I'm just going to let Bob listen in. Okay, for you.
Our beginning war games as the talks loom. This comes from the USA Today.
Says from Tehran, Iran. Iran's military began its annual war games in a coastal area of the Gulf of Oman. State TV reported Sunday, less than a month before upcoming nuclear talks with the West. The report said Navy and Air Force units, as well as ground forces, were participating in a more than 386,100 square mile east area east of the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Nearly 20% of all oil ships passes through the shipping of the oil through the Strait of the Gulf of Oman and the Indian Ocean. The drill comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the U.S. in the wake of former President Donald Trump's unilateral withdrawal of America from Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. State TV said brigades, including commandos and airborne infantry, deployed for the annual exercise. Fighter jets, helicopters, military transport, aircraft, submarines, and drones were all expected to take part in the drill. It wasn't immediately clear how long the exercise would last. Dubbed Zolfagar, that's spelled Zolfagar-1400, the war games are aimed at improving readiness and confronting foreign threats and any possible invasion, State TV said. U.S. officials said last week that Iran had seized a Vietnamese-flagged oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman last month and was still holding the vessel in its port. Iran offered conflicting accounts of what happened, claiming that elite Revolutionary Guard commandos had thwarted a U.S. seizure of a tanker carrying Iranian oil in the Gulf of Oman and freed the vessel. It aired dramatic footage on state TV but did not further explain the incident. So Iran's getting all their stuff all ready to do some war games testing there. So sounds like they got a lot of stuff to do with. Okay, let's see. There's a Iran-backed militias. This is in Iraq. They had a assassination attempt after they says the Iran-backed militias reject election results. So evidently there's something happened to the counting of that election in Iran. So it says in Baghdad, troops and patrols deployed to Baghdad on Sunday following the failed assassination attempt with drones that targeted Iraq's prime minister in his residence. The attack significantly raised tension sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Seven of the prime minister Mustafa Al-Qadhim's security guards were wounded in the attack by at least two drones in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone area, according to two Iraqi officials. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to give official statements. Al-Qadhim suffered a light cut, and they said he later appeared on Iraqi TV, seated behind a desk in a white shirt, looking calm and composed, with what appeared to be a bandage on his left hand. Cowardly rocket and drone attacks don't build homelands and don't build a future, Al-Qadhim said during the TV appearance. Later Sunday, he met with Iraqi President Barham Salil and headed a government security meeting.
the sound of an explosion and heavy gunfire echoed across Baghdad from the direction of the Green Zone, which houses foreign embassies and government offices. Handout photos show the evidence of Al-Qaim's residence, including smashed windows and doors blown off their hinges. A video distributed later by security forces showed more damage. A van parked outside the residence badly mangled, a shallow crater near the stairs, cracks in the ceiling and walls of a balcony, and broken parts of the building's roof. Two small unexploded rockets were also filmed at the scene. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack, but suspicion immediately fell on Iran-backed militias who had been publicly attacking Al-Qaim. They had been blamed for previous attacks on the Green Zone. The attack came amid a standoff between security forces and the pro-Iran Shiite militias, whose supporters have been camped outside the Green Zone for nearly a month. They gathered after rejecting the results of Iraq's parliamentary elections, in which they lost about two-thirds of their seats. Protests turned deadly Friday when the demonstrators tried to enter the Green Zone. Security forces used tear gas and live ammunition. There was an exchange of fire in which one protester affiliated with the militias was killed. Dozens of security forces were injured. Al-Qaim's team ordered an investigation. Some of the leaders of the most powerful militia factions loyal to Iran openly blamed Al-Qaim for Friday's clashes. Many of the faction leaders, known as the Popular Mobilization Forces, or Hashid bin Shabi in Arabic, converged on a funeral Saturday. "The blood of martyrs is to hold you accountable," said Qais al-Khalili, leader of the Asim al-Abi militia, addressing Al-Qaim in recorded comments. So they're into it there in Iraq pretty good. A lot of these Iran-backed militias are wanting to win the election. So that's what's happening in Iraq right now. It don't sound too good. It sounds like there's a lot of fighting going on there. And so anyway, let's see if we can find anything else. Oh, let's go ahead and stop it right there and get it back up there to you, Jesse. I'm hearing you better, Jesse, all the time. And the gentleman that was talking in there a minute ago was also coming in great down here in Tennessee. So hopefully the band will start getting better. And thank you for running the net tonight, Jesse. And Bob, also, we'll back to net. On the Liberty Net, back to net from N4, ROQ Larry in Tennessee.
Okay, go ahead. Roger. Yeah, I didn't catch a whole lot because the band is definitely shifted, Bob. So thank you for that. And Larry, if you do copy me tonight, sir, the band is being terrible for me on my receive as well. So very good. And thank you for bringing this to the table tonight, sir. Always a pleasure hearing from you. So Mr. Larry, N4ROQ out of Tennessee, thank you, and always, God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, since the band is so crappy, I'm going to keep it short and simple. I wanted to bring up the headline to this one article. I'm not even going to read it. But, you know, I'm not going to read the full story, but this second grader has been suspended 38 times for not wearing a mask. And she stands in front of the school board, and this is in Florida. You want me to read, Bob? Yep. Okay, I'm putting him on my list as we speak. Well, let me go ahead and give you guys this article. It's probably the best thing I've heard all day for closing the net. So I want to go ahead and read this article. A Florida second grader who has been suspended 38 times for refusing a mask to school confronted her local school board and asserted that they should be in jail because she is on a mission to take back not only her rights, but every American child's constitutional rights from the tyrannical school board. Her mother, Bailey, told the press, Fiona is her name, and she isn't taking this suspension lying down. She has spoken at her school board meeting twice, directly confronting those who are ruining her education. Speaking at the school board meeting for the second time, the brave elementary school student said that she believes masks are dirty and pointless. Fiona asserted, okay, yeah, I hope you all go to jail for doing this to me. To hug applause from the crowd, she added that her family is very proud of her and that the rules suck. So I'm doing this for the kids and not just myself, Fiona told the TV station. And that was in Florida, guys. It's a crazy world we live in. What do you think about that, Bob? Yeah, that's true. He already said it is the law. Mask mandates is against the law in Florida. So these people are still violating people's constitutional rights. All right, well, let's see. Do we have any other check-ins, late check-ins, before we shut the net down? Please call. Okay, yeah, Roger, I'm getting sidetracked. W0, Mike Papa, come on in if you're with us. to type it when he's clear, because I'm losing him, Bob. Like to have some of them myself. Hey, thanks, Bob. So he cleared off. Okay, I got one other station that's trying to check in, I believe. I want to see if I can pick them up, and then I'm going to go ahead and close the net down. KG4 Delta Kilo Mike, did I hear your call correct? Okay, give me the last of your call. Was that Delta Yankee Lima? Okay, let me try it again. Golf Yankee Sierra? Okay, Golf Whiskey Lima. Roger?
Golf Yankee Lima.
Okay, I got you in Savannah, Georgia. Kilo Golf 4, Golf Yankee Lima. Okay, what was the name? Okay, 73, sir. All right, Bob, I'm going to go ahead and shut the net down, and I'd like to thank everybody that has came by tonight. Do we have any other quick comments, last comments, moans, groans, gripes, or concerns? Please come out. Yeah, I could barely make out Mike tonight. The band has been squirrely so bad, but you're still coming in pretty good, Gary. Hey, well, thank you, sir, for coming by, and hey, hope to hear you Saturday night. Okay, thank you, Gary. Out of New Jersey, that's WB2JAX. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the band is so whack. I'm going to leave it at that. I do apologize if I did not get your call signed or get you checked in, so hopefully it will be better conditions throughout the rest of the week. So I want to thank each and every one who's checked in tonight. KD0RSA, Mr. Mo out of Nebraska, KF4FE, Bill out of PA, WF5, Whiskey Kilo Victor, Billy out of Illinois, in the mobile was here with us tonight, Mr. Gary KC2ULF out of New Jersey, also Mr. Gary out of New Jersey, the other Gary, WB2JAX, thank you, Gary. And we had Kilo Delta 2, November Mike, Quebec, Jeff, checking in out of New York. Mr. Bob, thank you for all your help here tonight, K-8-J-O-Y. And KB1-D-E-K, K-O-4-K-K-S, Joe, K-C-8, Echo Hotel, Romeo, Mr. Clint, and Mr. Larry, always a pleasure hearing you too, N-4-R-O-Q, out of Tennessee. And Mr. Mike, out of Minnesota, W-0, Mike Pop. And the last station that checked in, KG4, Golf Yankee Lima, didn't catch his name, but he took off too quick. But I like to remind everybody that we're here Saturday night. So Mr. Bob, go ahead and do the closing, and over to you, KAHJOY. Hey, thank you, Bob. And once again, I'd like to reiterate on our founding father, the silent key, Mr. Vic W1WCR. Thank you for all your inspiration, if you hear me. Hi, this is KT4ZXC, and thank you, Mr. Marty and Miss Laura, and everyone who checked in tonight. God bless each and every one of you, and God bless all the ships at sea, and everyone else out there listening, shortwave listeners, and all you fine people. This is KT4ZXC, Jesse out of the Voter Fraud State of Pennsylvania, saying sign R&R for this Wednesday night. See you Saturday. God bless America, and, well, God save America. Same series off. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bob. And tell Mr. Larry a big hello for me. Just the band conditions that loudly.
Band conditions are bad, Jesse. You're coming in fairly good down here, so I just wanted to thank you for running that, you and Bob, and just enjoy what we can hear here tonight. Hopefully it'll be better Saturday night. You guys take care in Fort Oak.
I'm glad I'm being heard. I can tell he's in there. I can hear some of what he's saying, but it's pretty rough. I'm picking up so much noise. But we're supposed to have this big storm rolling through between, I don't know, tonight and tomorrow sometime. When's that storm coming across? I've seen it on the radar. I guess Mother Nature wins this round. Right, well, thank you, Mr. Bob, and God bless you as well, and I will catch you Saturday night. And I'll try to check in on the friendly bunch tomorrow if you're going to be around. In the middle of trying to type this. I'm on the southbound. Hey, Roger, I tell you, I've been putting it through the workout tonight. I'm running 50 watts on it, and I'm pushing out about 17. Roger, 73s. Good night, everybody. 84, 60.